said, it's huge.
Do you feel guilty about stuff like that? I don't know if you know, but it's like
$12 billion they made in 2004. Pornography industry.
$12 billion. It's
massive. That's more than ABC, NBC, and ABC combined together. TV networks. That's amazing. Did you know they made 11,000 movies in 2004? And Hollywood have made just over 400. Interesting. Why? Because sex sells. Sex makes a lot of money. That's what we're in high school. And then when we get it in our systems, we feel guilty. We see it, we watch it. Not just pornography, but other things.
Some of you guys watch.
And honestly, I'm a guy that doesn't struggle with certain things.
I've cut off certain things. You know,
when I walk by Victoria's Secret, I'll have to do this.
To walk by it.
You do whatever you have to do in certain areas, but
like you have to know how to identify it.
With those things. You flip a magazine, you're like, oh, that's cool. You go back, but you remember what page that was on. Yeah, you know. We do. We are
drawn to the physical. We are drawn to it. Game-wise.
You know? Saw Bathsheba up on the treetops or the rooftops. Not the treetops. You know what's cool? I have to say, I had the opportunity a couple months ago. I got to go to Israel, and they just discovered David's palace, and we got to stand on top of where David's palace was probably at. You know what's neat? It's just like the Bible says. It's you're up higher than everywhere else in that area, and you could look down. And he was looking. He shouldn't have been there, but he was. Should have been off the board, but he was there. And he was drawn in by this woman who was taken aback, and her name was Bathsheba.
What makes you wonder if we get the word Bath from Bathsheba?
I don't know. Just throw that out there. Again. And he does it. And you're like, and the worst thing about it is that David felt guilty of his sin. He actually conceives a baby with Bathsheba, who would later be King Saul. That's a very key point. I want you to remember that. Okay? And he has this thing, and so he wants to cover up his sin. So what does he do? The Bathsheba's husband, she's already married, so they had adultery there. I mean, that's fluid on that one. He couldn't even pick somebody who was single, but hey, oh well. He picks somebody as wife, and he takes that guy's, that woman's spouse, this husband of hers, and he sends her off, he sends him off to battle, front lines, so he dies. So he's killed. So it looks like David can take her in and console her and make her his wife. It's weird. He had great ideas and stuff. But he does that. And then you think he's getting away. We think we get away with all of our sins. God, remember,
Lord, share the marriage. God says it's a gift. He knows you better than anybody else. He made you. He completed you.
He thinks about you all the time because he loves you.
Loves you so much. And when David and he saw and watched him,
he knew what he did wrong. He watched him murder this guy so he could make it look right. There were still questions. People were still questioning, I'm sure. But God sent a prophet. And a prophet to go talk to David and said, David, you blew it. You destroyed this man's wife, this man's life, destroyed this woman's life, all because of your sinful flesh desires. Now, when you're caught with something, what do you do?
What's the first thing you do? What did Adam do? He got in the meeting. Hold up. Ate of the fruit, God says, hey Adam, what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Chilling.
You just ate some of the fruit. Dude, it wasn't me. She made me do it. I'm like, shifting the blame. What do we do when we're caught in sin? What do you do at your house? You're like a single kid in your house. There's no brothers or sisters. You're like, well, my teddy bear did it. You know, like, what do you do? Huh? Have you done any stuff yet?
I fart in my house and I blame it on my daughter, okay? Like, oh, Leah did it. Oh, honey, it wasn't me. I mean, come on. We always shift the blame. Because we don't want to be caught. We don't want to be felt guilty.
We know we're wrong. We know we make mistakes. We blow it. David, though, was a man after God's own heart. David was different than most men.
David,
he made mistakes. But David recognized that when he made a mistake, when he's been caught, it says that he wept, he cried, and he repented of his sin. And he asked God to forgive him. And he wanted to make sure that his son wouldn't die. That son that was born to him, that was pregnant, that she was pregnant with, he would eventually die. But God spared his son because he, for a longer period of time, he actually wept and prayed and tore off his clothes. He tore off his clothes. He just was flat on the ground, just praying that the Lord would spare his son long enough. And he did. He lived a little longer than he was supposed to, but David's life would never be the same, though. His family changed, so yeah. But anyway, what I want to share with you, just briefly, is that God is looking for a man. He's looking for somebody who's willing to accept fault. He's willing to accept your forgiveness. He's looking for someone who just wants to be step up, own up to their failure. And that's a true man. That's a true man of God. Somebody who's willing to own up to their mistakes. Because God is always willing, guys, to forgive you. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that He is faithful, He is righteous to forgive us of all of our sins. If, though, we confess our sins before Him. God wants to wash away all of our sins, make you white as snow, make you perfect, clear. If you have your Bibles, I should turn it to Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah is that big book in the Old Testament. You probably turn right to it when you open it up in the middle. And look at verse 16 of Isaiah chapter 1. Reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool. God desires for us to be clean. He desires for us to be perfect. He says, in a way, grow up. And the book of Ephesians tells us to walk with the Lord.
You guys are a perfect spot.
It's the one thing in this world that God will forget. God remembers everything. He says, I will forget your past. Great. Who's learning to drive? Wants to learn how to drive.
Driving's fun. I drove on the way here. I think I got a ticket. I went to the red light. There's all these
bummer. But when you drive, you look at the sign on the road, right? What's the first thing you do when you get in the car?
Good job.
Good job. Well, these guys are learning.
These guys can say stop and go. You put on your seatbelt. Can you turn on the radio?
Start driving, and you see, as you're driving, you see signs. You see a sign that says, speed bump, right? You go down, you drive all around. You see a sign, what is yielding? Slow down.
You know, these signs are almost like a relationship, too, or if anything.
When it ties to sexuality, you know,
yield, we should slow down.
Who's yielding to? Yield with you to traffic before you. You know, if you're dating somebody, you should yield to the woman. But you see these signs. Another sign, what does it say? Stop, right? What does red mean? Stop. Good, we got it right here.
Okay. Green means what?
Go. Okay, you see these signs all over the place? You see what? The deer crossing? So what do you expect? Deer. You look for deer.
You look. Okay, you look for deer.
All these signs are there to help us out, to guide us.
No. And God is saying, I want to help you and guide you.
I'm going to throw you another sign. Here's my sign I want to give you.
It's a U-turn sign.
What's the U-turn sign mean? To turn around, right?
Because in case you forgot something or you missed it,
you have an opportunity to go back to it. Jesus says, I want you to repent of your sins. I want to wash you clean of everything. Remove the evil deeds from you. I want to make you as scarlet,
as perfect, clear, as white as snow. And I want to throw another sign out to you. I want to throw you that repent sign. The repent sign is a U-turn. U-turn means that you turn completely around, okay? You go the other way. And you walk, go back to where you need to go.
Does a U-turn mean to turn around, go back, and... Oh, yeah, I'm going to go back.
Repent of your sins means to go
around completely. Doesn't mean you go back. You have to turn. That is what God is calling for every single one of us. You make a mistake, you go to sin, cut it off. Okay, how do you do it? Turn around, repent. Go back. Doesn't mean, repent means don't go back to it. It means run away from it. You understand that? Does that make sense? It does. It should. All these people in the Bible, there's so many people. Samson, man. Samson thought he could do it. Remember, Samson was caught with the girl, Delilah. Bummer. He thought it would be okay. Yeah. He was a strong man, probably the strongest man in the world, next to Christ. But he gave in to his flesh with the girl in the bedroom. And then he repented and he asked the Lord. And what did God do? God gave him back his strength. He gave him the ability to destroy the Philistine army. God wants to forgive and wants to bless you. It's just a matter of now. Do you guys know that? Do you own that? Do you believe that?
What is God? What you have to do. I don't know if you can turn around. You have to
how young you are,
no matter how old you are, there's something that you know how to do. And they can hold you the most important relationship. I'm going to ask you to do what you do. Whatever that is.
God's own heart, because you realize God's love for you. You realize that He has a great plan for your life. Whatever that past was, maybe something
you're struggling with, you just this thing that you keep
tripping over, you're having a hard time too. Whatever that is,
I just want you to pretend or whatever, past is here. What would you do?
Maybe you physically don't have to do stuff like throw it. Whatever it is, it's right here. So right now, I want you to take whatever it is. You have to close your eyes and figure out what it is. No, walk back to your seat. I just want you to turn around. One thing you gotta do, you have to learn how to listen. Listen to the Lord. And then
don't go on our own. You turn around. You got it. Now before you take that step, before you can go follow forward. And he's right behind you. There's something that you let go of. And you allow God to take hold of you. Run that.
Ask him just a minute.
You can't go back again.
Gave to God. Your back is turned in.
Let it be turned. God.
Between you and God. I know We're about to conclude, but I know this is just, we were just stating through the beginning of it, but really,
you guys are coming together.
You have to remember that God is faithful and righteous to forgive you.
Even if you make a mistake, stumble, fall.
My son is almost 1 year old, and he's learning how to walk, and he still stumbles and falls. My daughter is 3. She still stumbles and falls. I'm 31. I trip. It's not enough. So get it.
We're all going to make mistakes.
But God is right there with you.
If you back up. And press on. Especially some of you guys. You're like 1 year old in the faith. 3 years old. Maybe
today will be the day of your salvation.